Howdy, folks. Welcome to the September 2nd edition of Epic Radio. Guess who I am?
Did you miss me?
I'm Uncle Bill.
Oh. I'm a creepy Kentuckian.
I'm Jessica.
Jessica needs to speak out.
I'm busy.
Hold on a second. There we go.
All right.
There we go.
So anyway, it's been...
It's your favorite month.
Yeah, it's September.
September's here!
It's September, the Whore Talk homecoming. Right? As everybody knows, I had to take a little bit of time off to have a child. I had it, personally, myself.
Yeah, and you're breastfeeding it right now. It's actually sucking on his titty right now. That's why it's quiet.
Yeah, it's got a little hair in its mouth. It's like,
I do you have hair on your nipples?
I don't know. It's something I've often asked myself.
He's got, like, hair around his nipples.
Looks like a rose petal or something. Like a little flower.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm back, though. We're both back. We're fine. Everything's good.
Not fine.
Jess is not fine. She's tired.
Well, you had some cheesecake. You should be fine.
She's eating everything in the house. And
she's like, oh. Walks in the door. Oh, donuts.
Shut up.
Who the hell eats cheesecake before they eat anything else?
She does.
That's your main food group is like cheesecake.
Some of damn cheesecake.
I don't even like cheesecake that much, but it looked good. I was hungry. I would have ate those donuts, but the donuts they haven't been opened yet. So I didn't want to open them.
We're getting pizza in here in a few minutes.
They're
and
not
I'll let
my
you
donuts.
Put some donuts on top of the pizza. And then you can just enjoy both. So anyway, the theme of this show, Uncle Bill, since we had no clue we were actually doing a show this week until yesterday, it's the Horror Talk Homecoming.
Right.
That means we're going to be talking about all the latest happenings last month or so in the world of horror. And it's been quite eventful.
And I'm going to be really honest, I haven't kept up with absolutely anything that has to do with horror in the last probably month and a half.
Well, you did see a couple of movies while you were in Lexington.
I did, but as far as news or anything new coming out, I haven't kept up with anything. Don't know what the hell's going on, so this will be as much news to me as it is to everybody else, I guess, because I haven't been on any of the websites, and I haven't been really checking anything out. I've been enjoying our lovely message board, though, where people will fucking argue and bitch for like 15 threads on there.
That's how it goes on our message board.
Hi. Fuck you, AWA was the goddamn best thing ever invented.
Everything in the 1980s is awful.
You are stupid.
That's why Dead Pit sucks.
You fucking... I'm on your message board telling you how stupid you are.
Yeah. So, got a lot of news to get to. Are we reviewing anything? Did you guys watch any of that shit?
She watched some of the Children of the Corn thing.
I didn't.
I guess not.
Guess I'm the only one who watched anything.
I guess we could do... I've already seen those Hellraiser movies.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we could briefly talk about the Hellraiser movies. We're going to have to fucking, like, get insane on these reviews, though, because, like, there's a lot of shit's going to be coming our way soon.
Well, I have nothing but time.
I'm pretty caught up except for Hobo with a Shotgun. That's, like, the only one that...
Hobo Daddy!
Yeah, I haven't reviewed that I need to.
Yeah, well, we got some couple things in today we can review, and I've got a couple other things in there that we could review as well.
This is true. I mean, we'll always have something be coming. We'll have fucking bikini girls on ice.
Yeah,
from somebody.
Actually, that might be pretty good. Who knows? I mean, it actually looks better than a lot of shit that company sends us.
That's true.
Or at least the name of it.
I don't even know where we get this stuff from.
It's a new
I don't even know where these come. Like, sometimes you request this shit. And you get it in, you know, it's from Fox or one of the bigger studios and stuff. Sometimes it's just these weird studios.
Well, man, to be honest with you, I mean, not to get off on a rant or anything, but a lot of these companies have been sending me stuff that I don't even request. Like, Shout Factory will send me Mystery Science Theater stuff. Watch that shit.
Send everything, yeah.
I would never watch
that. I actually requested Troll Hunter, which is another one that I've heard a lot of people talk about. We should review that really soon. And that company sent, like, two other movies I have no... It's, like, Asian, like, acrobatic bullshit or something.
Yeah.
I have no interest in watching. So, that'll probably just remain sealed forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I don't expressly request it, I'm probably not going to watch it. I just don't have time to watch all this stuff.
There. Even if you did have time, you wouldn't watch it, admitted.
Probably not. A lot of this stuff, I probably wouldn't.
So... Anyway, yeah, we're going to talk about Hellraiser Bloodline, which I haven't seen. Like, I watched these movies initially, like, probably about a month and a half ago. So, but I can kind of remember the shit that was going on in those movies, which wasn't much anyway. Made me want to go to sleep, actually.
Listen, you don't need to talk shit about those movies. Those movies are awesome.
Yeah, you remember yesterday we were looking in the Walmart and they had the Children of the Corn, the new Children of the Corn, what was it called, Aftermath or something like
Genesis.
That? Or Genesis or whatever.
I remember that because it reminds me of like a TNA pay-per-view.
Yeah. So I looked up the Hellraiser movie and I'm like, I figured it'd come out the same damn time, you know, because it's another pointless, you know, sequel.
When does it come out?
Don't come out until like October 18th or something.
I bet Walmart will get it though.
Yeah.
If they had that one.
Walmart had Hobo with a Shotgun.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Which is weird. They also have Tom and Jerry Meets Wizard of Oz. That was pretty awesome.
That's on my wish
it's
list.
On Blu-ray, too.
It was on Blu-ray. I want to see that.
Yeah, because everybody knows that it was requested for years that Tom and Jerry Meets Wizard of Oz. I mean, come on. So, anyway, let's get into the news, Uncle Bill. Why don't we go over there first, shithead?
I'm still trying to kind of make sense of this story, but it's pretty funny from what I've read of it anyway. The Fright Night 1985 version, not that horrible, atrocious piece of shit that's out in theaters right now, is coming to Blu-ray. But there's a couple of catches to this, I think. It says Twilight Time, a specialty label which focuses on releasing vintage films previously unavailable on DVD, has struck a deal with Sony to license and release classic films from their Sony-owned Columbia Pictures library in high-definition Blu-ray. Okay, so that's fine, whatever. According to a statement released by Twilight Time, only 3,000 units of each title will be produced, aimed at the collector classic film market, and available exclusively online through ScreenArchives.com, which is an independent distributor of these specialty kind of things. The November, 8th Blu-ray debut of director Cy Enfield's special effects master Ray Harryhausen's 61 science fiction fantasy classic Mysterious Island will be followed by a new release on the first Tuesday of each month with a scheduled follow-up on December 13th, which is the original Fright Night.
Oh.
So, on December 13th, I guess, is when it's supposed to come out. It's unlike movies on demand offerings, each Twilight Time release is a Blu-ray or DVD, not a DVD-R, properly pressed from restored transfer. Each is accompanied by a collectible 8-page booklet, complete with original essay, stills, poster art, and each one is, whenever possible, the extras most coveted by people who want the movie, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem, well, aside from the fact that there's only 3,000 of these that will be printed, and they're only available online, they're also listed at the Blu-ray price of $40.
Yeah.
They're going to sell out so quick. It's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, they will, because there's people out there that are fucking stupid.
That probably
that'll
will
be like,
try to resell it on eBay or something.
I can think of a couple.
Well, you said Fright Night 2 is only available on DVD, and
it's out of
like
print.
$60.
Yeah, but that was a real DVD. This is like maybe a slight step up from like the Warner Archive shit, where they actually press the DVDs, but it's a limited pressing. And like, what? Dude, like, it's fucking Fright Night. Why is Sony such tightwads? Like, it's not like it's like that underground of a movie. That was a big fucking hit when it came out.
And Sony isn't, like, going out for money, are they? They're not going bankrupt.
They actually own the Blu-ray, like, format is theirs.
Well,
they created it.
Why do they need to do that? That's messed up.
I just don't think they give a shit. And furthermore, they really don't give a shit now because Fright Night, the remake, tanked. And,
yeah.
I mean, they
I
just...
I thought you said taint.
Taint. It is taint.
You all saw that remake. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
It was amazing. It was probably the best.
It changed my life.
It was better than the original Fright Night.
Uncle Bill wanted to see it because it had Colin Farrell's dong in it.
You got fucking people. I just love the fact that in this day and age, you got horror fans walking around defending that fucking remake, being like, golly, you all talk about that.
I know.
Well, I want, in his defense, I guess, I was the one who wanted to see it because we were out there and we was a big old theater.
I knew
wanted to see
like,
a movie.
It was just bad when Strebo said it was just good.
It
was so
put it over completely.
Usually, yeah. Strebo, he's one guy that likes anything, and if he doesn't say it's great, that means it's guaranteed to suck ass.
Weird thing is there's a lot of people out there that are just like, oh, it was okay. I thought it was all right. There wasn't anything. And it just is like the biggest piece of shit. It has no... Nothing about that movie stands out. You'll forget it. Like all the rest of those, like the Black Christmas remake and stuff like that. You're just like, seems like I vaguely remember watching that, but I don't remember anything about it at all. It would be the same thing.
There was only one part in the remake that I liked, actually. And the rest of it was really shitty, but like I told him.
It's like one scene, too.
Yeah, it was just one scene that I liked, and it was only because that was the only scene in the movie that was tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there has to be something maybe that you feel bad for in the movie. You're like, oh, okay, I feel bad that this movie's really shitty, so I'll pick something that I like about it.
Yeah, I was just having flashbacks the whole time to the original, thinking about... I was basically playing the original in my head to distract myself from how fucking horrible the remake was.
Like, they had done... That movie like this really shows you how much CGI is really shitty. Because in the original... Remember when... I forget her name, but...
Amy?
Amy. I was going to call her Marcy from Married with Children.
Well, it was her. Yeah.
But
yeah.
When she had turned into the vampire and her mouth was all creepy like and shit. And
which was
really,
awesome. When I was a kid, I thought that was amazing.
So cool. She looked really awesome. They tried to do that in
she
this
turned
one.
Turned like a wildebeest.
No. They made her mouth all crazy like, but still was CGI and stupid. It looked really stupid. Plus, I was telling him the movie was just sloppy to begin with because if you didn't see the original, then you would have no idea what was going on at all.
Hmm.
So all these little 13-year-olds are like, hey, we can't even see this movie.
I did think, though, like from even the trailers, I didn't think it looked too good from the trailers either. Like I never had the strong desire to be like, oh, God, I've got to go out and see it. And evidently a lot of people thought the same
Nobody
thing.
Nobody gave a shit, no.
Because like it did unbelievably bad. I think it debuted number 6, the box office.
What was the other
for
one?
The promotion that got, man, that's...
Did Don't Be Afraid of the Dark come out yet?
Yeah, that came out last week.
Did it do anything? I doubt it.
I've got it. It actually did about the same as Fright Night. But the thing is, Fright Night is the promotion they had for that. I mean, that was everywhere.
I remember when you guys were reading the news about how awesome Colin Farrell said that the movie was going to be. It's like, as soon as I read the script, I was like, yay. And I don't normally do remakes. But I thought it was awesome.
I think at this point in time, he's doing anything they offer him.
Yeah, he is.
He was good in that movie, Horrible Bosses, though. He was all right in that movie.
Another Blu-ray, though, that's going to be coming out on November 15th. What's up with all these horror movies coming out after Halloween, anyway? It used to be the tradition to where, like, you know, people getting the horror spirit in October. But no, they're, I don't know. Sam Raimi's sequel. Do his original film Halloween, or I mean, yeah, Evil Dead 2. He didn't direct Halloween.
He probably will
starring
direct Halloween
Bruce
3,
Campbell. Gets the deluxe Blu-ray treatment this November from Lionsgate, ranking number 19 in Entertainment Weekly's top 50 cult films list. Evil Dead 2 has been held as one of the most visually inventive, relentless, and truly original films ever made. Evil Dead 2, the 25th Anniversary Edition Blu-ray is packed with all new special features that Michael Slipcase Felcher did, by the way.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he did all of them, but I know he's doing some stuff. With over 20 new cast and crew member interviews and tons of existing content and a brand new high-definition 1080p transfer. Some of the special features include the audio commentary with the cast and crew, which is brand new, Swallowed Souls, the Making Evil Dead 2 documentary, Road to Wadesboro, location of Evil Dead 2 featurette, Cabin Fever, behind the scenes of Evil Dead 2 featurette, still galleries, marketing material stuff, all that, and the Blu-ray actually is retail price for $14.99, so that means... Walmart will have it for $10 when it comes out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they will.
Have you seen the artwork for it, though? It's freaking killer.
Uh-uh.
It's the original poster art with the skeleton thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, here's the thing. The original Blu-ray they put out, that looked fucking awesome. Like, that's one of the best Blu-ray transfers from old.
See, I've never seen it, but I heard, like, a lot of people say it was awful.
We just got it, too. That's the thing.
No, we just watched it. It was amazing.
Yeah, we just got it. We just watched it, and then we're going to have to get it
like
again.
Like I said, I haven't seen it, but, yeah, there was a couple people, like, because I posted on Facebook, they're like, well, I sure hope it's better than that other Blu-ray that come out.
People are always like that, though. Well, okay. I don't even think anybody pays attention to the shit. They just, like, want to bitch about something.
Well, do you remember when we had watched Ghostbusters, when we first got Ghostbusters on Blu-ray, and we watched it, and we're like, oh, it's horrible, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then we showed it to you, and you're like, it's not that half bad. And then we rewatched it. We're like, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, you all just like to whine.
Well, that's the thing is that maybe other people like to whine, too.
Well, the thing is, like, you got to put older movies on a different scale, usually. I mean, as far as, like, it's not going to look as great as, like, you were watching, like, Hot Tub Time Machine or something brand new. It just came out. It's not going to look as good as that. But, like, if you compare it to the other, like, the DVD and stuff, 9 times out of 10, it always looks 10 times better.
Well, I was showing my mom. My mom was down last week. I was showing her. Because we have the bigger TV and the Blu-ray player. I said, all right, now I have to show you what Blu-ray looks like. So I picked The Shining to show her. Because that was the
she
first...
She didn't give a shit?
No, she cares.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No, and she thought it was awesome.
Because some people
And she also thought that little RKO shirt that you got, Piper, was really cute, too.
Oh, cool.
But,
I forgot about getting that, actually.
Yeah. But,
that was when she was probably no bigger than like a fucking pinto bean. Or something.
Yeah.
But,
you're going to have to grow into it.
It was still that, The Shining, I didn't give a shit about Blu-ray either until I'd seen The Shining on Blu-ray. And I'm like,
well,
wait a minute.
The funny thing is, though, some people around here, at least, like, they still don't give a shit. Even if you show them, they're like, hey, it's fancy, smancy shit. Can't tell no fucking difference. They ever try to drain your wallet dry for anything.
That's true.
But it's like the same price.
For now it is,
now
yeah.
It is,
I mean, it didn't used
you got to
be
understand most people around here still got like VCRs. And
I can go down to the fucking yard sale and get 100 VHS tapes
they
for a dollar.
I do. I take my movies off a Superstation.
I still remember recording things off of VCR, like hitting the record button on the VCR, like, ooh, I'll watch this later.
Yeah, I actually recently got in another DVD recorder, and I'm going to be transferring a lot of my old wrestling tapes onto DVD.
Oh, God.
So I've got, like...
That'd be the rest of your life doing that.
I've got... Well, I tried to do it before, but it was just impossible in there, so...
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready for Freddy? Literally. The Nightmare on Elm Street sequel. Apparently, the non-anticipated sequel to the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street is officially dead.
Yay.
Brad Fuller, the executive producer at Platinum Dunes, took some time over the weekend to share exclusive updates on the upcoming sequel to the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. The remake opened last spring to horrible reviews, but
no.
A solid... box office take of $63 million. Despite various other rumors, Fuller says that at this time there are no plans for a sequel. He says, lots of rumors out there. I want to set the record straight on Freddy and Jason. First, let's talk Jason. Shannon and Swift wrote a great script. We're ready to go when New Line is ready, but as of yet, they're not ready. As for Freddy, as far as I know,
they're not ready for Freddy.
They're not ready for Freddy.
They're not ready. Fall, Freddy. That's an old one, too.
Yeah. They're really not, though. Even they are like, oh, God, that sucked. We're sorry.
Like, we couldn't even convince anybody that was good.
Yeah, the hype machine behind that movie couldn't even, like, put it over at all.
That's not what we were saying, though. Like, probably a year ago when everybody was talking about this, everybody should give it a shot. It could be awesome. It could reinvent the series. It was like, look, a lot of these guys, like, you know, Michael Myers and... Jason Voorhees and shit. Anybody can put that damn mask on and basically become that character. Freddy's totally different. And you can't know that.
No.
Whatever happened to Jackie O'Haley? Is he doing anything?
He's doing the another Bad News Bears remake.
Was he ever in the... What?
Yep. He was a kid in the Bad News
Bears.
You didn't know that?
No.
Man, you know what they did with that movie, though? I was thinking about it with the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. They really made Freddy the most boring son of a bitch ever.
Also, the girl who played Nancy was really boring.
Yeah, it was like...
She was really dry. Well, I like the
boring,
blonde. I like the blonde girl who died in the very beginning.
Yeah, actually, Jackie Earl Haley wasn't even like a small percentage of the problem with that movie. I mean, it was just like the guy, the director, just... it was just all visuals with him, and he didn't have anything like the acting or the actual structure of the movie itself was a mess.
I'd really kind of
like Inception. That movie was a mess.
Oh,
but
God.
You're going
to cause fucking Schlag's head to explode if you keep talking stuff like that.
I just didn't understand.
Schlag's is still recovering. You better just
settle down
over
there.
Inception was amazing.
I've actually never seen Inception.
It was it's one of those movies where I can completely see that people would sit around and write, like, essays on it and shit, but when you actually watch a movie like that, it's one of the most confusing fucking things ever.
I want to get one of the big rolling dry erase boards and take it in there and, like, write just different, like, theories about certain movies and stuff.
There you go.
Like,
that movie, you could do a lot. But I like, the only reason why I like that movie is two things. It looked really cool, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in it.
Who?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
The bane of my existence. Other than, it's him, it's the trifecta of him, Randy Orton, and that fucking Eric guy from True Blood.
Randy Orton.
He's turned up his workout
fucking Randy
routine.
Orton came out this past Monday, and she's like, oh.
Is I was putting together like a goes, bouncer.
She goes, is he getting big? He looks like he's getting big. I don't like him like that. I like him like, look like a swimmer.
He did say that, too.
Look at his muscled up arms.
He did. I said he's changed out his workout. Well, I never would have noticed if it wasn't for Rob. Rob had said something
about Randy Orton that she likes, though. How old up he gets.
No, also, you would get mad about Paul Rudd, because Paul Rudd.
Yeah, that's another one. Fucking Paul Rudd.
Damn. Fucking Paul Rudd. I don't know how anybody fucking get upset about him. He's just a joke.
The funny thing is, if I ever did that about a woman, she'd fucking kill me. If I'm like, is her tits not looking right?
Kelly's titties.
I don't like her titties that way. If she needs to get back to having gigantic titties.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, one other thing on here, and we'll kick it to a break, player. The Last Exorcism sequel. It's a movie I actually like quite a bit. A lot of people, it was one of those that you either loved it or you hated it. The sequel is moving forward to the 2010 found footage film, Uncle Bill. And there's actually like another one coming out this weekend we'll talk about. It's another found footage film. Production begins in the coming months with Damien Chazelle penning the script. And we don't know what direction they'll follow up with the film, but the first film starred Patrick Fabian, no relation to Fabio, and Ashley Bell. Studio Canel will finance, and no director's been announced. So what the fuck could they do for a sequel to this?
Well, you got to think. And the thing that I think, that if they were going to do a continuation of the first film, everybody died except the preacher. If you remember at the end, well, shit. Here's a spoiler, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to do a continuation of the film, like, for everybody that's never seen the film, I apologize, and please stop listening right now. But, like, at the end of the first film, everybody clearly gets killed except for the preacher, who's walking off into the distance, like, with the cross and everything, and then the camera, like, moves off him. So, theoretically, they could say...
That boy, the brother came.
Yeah, but I mean, of the good people in the film, of like the
all Satan worshippers,
the main cast that weren't like Satan worshippers, the preacher's the only one that actually.
Yeah, but the
didn't.
Boy knocked him out. I thought
the boy was a Satan worshipper too.
Yeah, no. But I thought the camera fell on the ground after the boy came, the brother.
Anyway, there's all kinds of things I guess they could do.
Well, that would be the thing I would think to do, because I always was curious at the end of the film.
The
like,
baby lived.
This is gonna be one of those
baby's fucking Antichrist.
Yeah, but they could do it. They could do it like the Damien Omen 2. He could be like, he doesn't know he's the Antichrist yet.
That's true. Does any? Do you remember what I'm talking about though? Okay, at the end of the film, you remember that she drew all the different ways of how everybody would die and all that shit, and then like the preacher walks toward the fire and all that with the cross held up, and then the camera moves away.
Oh, but the thing blew up. I thought he blew up in the fire.
No, it doesn't show him like dying or anything. It doesn't. It just shows
and
him
walking.
And who
was it?
It
was the cameraman that had fallen over at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think the preacher blew up.
The preacher blew up.
It just spontaneously combusted, did he? Listen, that's what I'm saying, though. You don't see him die, so they could take off and say he stopped it somehow, and, like, that could be the next film.
Yeah.
Because he was clearly the best person in the cast. of that film. The best.
Actually,
are you talking about acting wise?
Yeah.
I don't see anybody
could. That girl did a really good job.
Could hate on that movie, though. I didn't think it was that bad at all. Like, I know a lot of people really, really fucking hated it.
I was scared. Like, we were watching it. We watched it in segments. And the first half of the movie I watched, I was, like, freaking out, wasn't I? And then I watched the rest of it when you were at work. But I was freaking out. Well, we watched the first half.
Too
whatever.
Scared.
I remember.
I remember because I about shit my pants the first time I saw it.
Yeah. You like shit diarrhea all over yourself, actually. Don't lie.
I really did.
So we're going to kick it to a break, play ya, and we'll be back. We actually got a lot more horror news because this is Dead Pitt's Horror Talk Homecoming. Uncle Bill, are you excited?
I can't believe you come the shit you come up with.
Here on DeadPitt.com. You know what, Uncle Bill?
Shut your fucking mouth right now.
No. I want to talk about Fast Custom Shirts.
Holy shit. Well, let's talk about it.
FastCustomShirts.com provides some of the best horror t-shirts I have ever fucking seen.
I don't think that you can really fully appreciate how awesome the t-shirts are over at FastCustomShirts.com. Until you go over to FastCustomShirts.com and look for yourself.
Yeah. The Hitman T-Shirt Joe. Mm-hmm. The highest quality of shirts that I've actually designed some of them, Uncle Bill. He actually lets the fans design some of the shirts for his site. Who else does that? Who else?
Nobody I know of. But when he's not busy playing with Carmen Opsy, he's busy cranking out some of the most high quality fucking shirts that you're going to find this side of any other damn whore t-shirt maker.
Yeah. So check them out. FastCustomShirts.com. The best there is.
The best there was.
And the best there ever will be.
It's a boot respect.
Hi, this is Don May Jr. from Synapse Films, and you're listening to Dead Pit Radio.
Welcome back, bitch.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Reminds me of the girl from that documentary.
That's like a song.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Did you watch that yet? The Wild and Wonderful?
No, what? I want to watch it sometime this weekend, though, because
you gotta watch.
Crater was telling me some shit about it, and he showed me some clips of it. There was one. One of the daughters that was, I can't remember her name, was fucking hilarious. Like, isn't something like Sue Bob or something like that?
that's the one. Jess can sound exactly like her.
I don't know.
No, that's the Kirk.
Yeah, Kirk. That's right, yeah.
Kirk.
See, the one I'm talking about was the stripper or something. And she,
that's another one.
I'm the prettiest one of
She's like...
I'm not even fucking kidding. Their voice is that deep.
There's a badass.
Like, how in the fuck does a woman's voice get that goddamn deep?
I guess cigarettes.
I'll see if I can do it. I got to try not to laugh, though.
It's killer.
It's going to be hard. All right. How's she go? I understand why it's too
bad. That's the beauty of all the white
clay. I don't understand why.
How many family members did they have, like brothers and sisters and shit?
I think there was like, there's six or seven of them, I think. And then they had, their family had like.
Well, there's a few of them that died too.
Yeah, they had like 12, I think. So. You got to do it one.
Alright,
okay,
wait.
You got
to
do it.
Alright. I understand why CPS is going to take my baby away. I understand. All I was doing was taking some Lorset and some Valium, and I was drinking.
And there was the one scene too that Mike was telling me about, where the guy shakes the pills and he says the Boone County mate and call.
Right.
Those people were like so funny.
Get you some pussy right here in Boone County.
They were like snorting pills, but she just had a baby.
Yeah, they were snorting pills in the hospital room.
Oh, like, stop my sick ass, yeah. Come and take my Bible.
You need to use that voice all the time.
Oh, God.
So anyway, what news we got over there, Uncle Bill? We're talking horror, goddammit. Fuck the White family.
Wolf Creek 2.
I've been wolfing.
Variety reports that Greg McLean's Wolf Creek 2 has received financing and looks ready to go with a sequel. A sequel to the Aussie film was one of more than a dozen projects announced by Screen Australia. Screen Australia!
Australia, mate!
Yay! And Ruth Harley at the Melbourne International Film Festival over the weekend. The original 2005 release was made for about $1 million, but earned $27 million. And nobody's going to give a shit about this sequel. I'll just tell you that right now, because nobody really remembers the first one.
I seen the first one on Easter. I had fasted 40 days and 40 nights of chocolate, and I was eating Reese's and watching this movie.
Did that movie make a shitload of money when it came out? It
says it made $27
million. Yeah, I had only like a $1.1 million budget.
Right.
That's a shitload of money.
That's a lot of money. But I just think that's one of those movies that nobody ever references anymore at all.
You know what time it is now?
Time to watch Wolf Creek?
No. Oh. Time to talk about Rob Zombie! Yeah!
Yeah!
His latest project, The Lords of Salem. He posted artwork for his upcoming film and said that casting for Lords of Salem was moving along quickly, and hopefully soon I'll be able to announce some names, huh? I wonder what those motherfuckers will be.
That's going to be hard.
I'm going to place even money that Sherry Moon is one
of them.
Michael, was it Michael McDowell's in it?
Michael McDowell.
McDonald?
From the Doobie Brothers.
Wait, no, who is it? Is it Michael McDonald or Dowell?
Malcolm.
Michael McDonald's the guy from the fucking Doobie Brothers.
That's right.
Michael McDonald is the fucking guy that looks like Gunnar Hansen that sings, isn't he?
Oh, I don't know. I'm getting all these people confused. But you're talking about Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah, Malcolm McDowell.
Okay. No, I guarantee Bill Moseley will be in the fucking thing. Sid Haig will be in it somehow or another. And, of course, Sherry Moon's on behalf of
Kate Norby and
Ken Foray will be in
it. Ken Foray.
Everybody he ever enjoyed watching when he was a kid.
The synopsis is about Heidi, a blonde rock chick.
Heidi?
Who DJs at a local radio station.
That's going to be Sherry Moon.
That sounds like something, huh? And together with the two Hermans, Whitey and Munster, form part of the Big H radio team. A mysterious wooden box containing a vinyl record arrives for Heidi, a gift of the Lords. She assumes it's a rock band on a mission to spread the word about the band. I don't know. And Heidi and Whitey play the Lord's record. It starts to play backwards. And Heidi experiences a flashback to a past trauma.
I think somebody just made this up.
Later, White plays the Lord's record, dubbing them the Lords of Salem. And to his surprise, the record plays normally and is a massive hit with the listeners. The arrival of another wooden box from the Lords presents the Big H team with free tickets, posters, and records to host a gig in Salem. Soon, Heidi and her cohorts are far from the rock spectacle they're expecting. The original Lords of Salem have returned, and they're out for blood.
That sounds incredibly boring.
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
They're out for blood! They're the Lords of Salem! Yeah! They're a magical rock band, yeah! That's not at all what people thought it would be about, though. I think people thought it would be about, like, the Salem witch trials or something. Yeah.
People will still think it's killer because they're dumb. Anyway, are you ready for more news involving people related to Rob Zombie?
Yeah!
Apparently, Lionsgate and the filmmakers of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D, which is, of course, the next installment in the continuing rape of the original film, are pleased to announce the cast of the film, which picks up the story where the original 1974 film left off, and will deliver a new chapter in the saga with the goal of making it as horrifying as the original in 3D. That's their goal.
We're going to make it as
horrifying. To take a film that was like a landmark in horror and was like one of the most terrifying movies ever made, and make it that terrifying in 3D.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. The cast, though, includes all new actor in the iconic villain role of Leatherface. I can't believe that.
Who is it?
It doesn't say. An exciting cast of principal actors and feature cameos by several cast members of the original 1974 film. So it says Gunnar Hansen, the original Leatherface, who has never acted in another Texas Chainsaw franchise film, is set to appear in a cameo, with Marilyn Burns also playing the role of Verna Carson, reprising his role as the grandfather. I can't even believe this. John Dugan shits his pants now about this. He's also going to be...
I don't think he was at Fright Night this year. I don't remember seeing him there.
No. I don't know why either. Isn't he going to be... He's going to be at a couple conventions.
I think he's going to be at Scarefest.
Yeah. So, okay.
So we should definitely get like a brief interview with him and ask him about this
shit. That's just bizarre. Yeah. Also, though,
I'd heard that he's actually coming back as grandpa, though.
That's what it says, yeah. Also, Bill Moseley, who of course played Chop Top in the sequel, will play Drayton Sawyer in this film, who was originally played by Jim Seidel. And it says Moseley will be standing in for him. Of course, they appear together in the sequel, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 sequel. And the director says about this, Moseley is the perfect choice.
Who's the director?
The director's... director John Lucenop. Explains.
That's right. He's the creator of the legendary Lucenop Bop, which we talked about before.
I don't know why it's so goddamn funny. The Lucenop Bop. Stand up, shit your pants, the Lucenop Bop.
Do your dance. Woo, woo. You know you can't stop when you go and do the Lucenop Bop.
All right.
What's up with all these motherfuckers' weird fucking names? Like, I thought back in, like, the day in the 50s and 60s and stuff, if you had a goddamn name like that, you just fucking shortened it to something like, like you'd be called John Lou or something like that.
He shortened it from John Lucenhoppenstein.
John Lucenhoppinski.
Lucenhoppinski. He's on Punch Out.
Lucenhoppinski. Oh, shit.
He didn't want anybody to know he was Polish, so he changed it.
I'm John Lucenhopp now. He did shorten his name, I'm sorry.
Lucenhoppinski is fucking hilarious. Oh, God.
Lord, you can't recover from that, I don't think.
Okay. Playing Leatherface, though. This time, because I'm assuming everybody got tired of Andrew Bernarski's shit, is Dan Yeager, says director John Lucenhoppinski.
You're going to make me have a Kokomo skin out my nose.
John Lucenhoppinski knew. He was perfect for the role immediately.
That's Dan Yeager, buddy. Fucking Sean Clark and Bill Phil putting all those guys are fucking
they call his him house. Right now.
Come on! Conventions! Shit! Give him a 20! Make all kinds of money now! Give him the face!
Okay, the guy's apparently a 6'6" actor. And the guy describes him as having huge arms, a brooding brow, he's quiet.
Heating chest.
And immediately struck a menacing chord with me. After 5 minutes, I could no longer think of anyone else for the role. So, that's that, I guess. Shit. Oh, I can't recover.
Something else on here that I don't know if you know about. Paramount are planning to have some re-releases of the Friday the 13th films on DVD and Blu-ray October the 4th. So a lot of fans know, have any history with Paramount, they're going to always disappoint you. They're going to always let you down. So none of these ones...
I can't recover from Lucenhoppinski.
But get this, Uncle Bill. None of the movies, like 5 through 8, or no, 4 through 8.
None of those are coming on Blu-ray?
No.
Well, they it's re-releases
of the first three.
God almighty.
And then the DVDs of like all 8, I guess. Like they're going to have them in, let me see here.
Are they putting anything new on them, or are they just re-releasing?
No, it's just re-releases. They're going to have like a collection that's going to be $37. That's has all the movies on it on DVD. We're going to have a Blu-ray pack that includes, I don't even know what they're going to do. They're going to have a 4-pack with the first 4 movies. I don't know. It's confusing, but none of the, I guess the big thing that we want to talk about is none of the Friday the 13th are going to be released on Blu-ray that haven't already been released.
That's fucking bizarre to me.
Yeah.
So, that's stupid, though. They're just releasing, like, the first 3 over again to try to capitalize, like, try to get people to buy. Wouldn't everybody already have those by now that's going to buy them?
I would think, like, everybody that, how many goddamn times have they released the shit on DVD?
Yeah, like a million times now. I was really looking
forward. They had them fucking things in Big Lots, the DVDs.
I was really looking forward to part 4 or 5 coming out on fucking Blu-ray at some point.
Yeah, maybe at some point it will come out, but not anytime soon.
I guess they're waiting for the new Friday the 13th remake sequel.
It's always possible, but that's still at least a couple years away, I'd say.
Well, fuck them then.
Yeah, but it's shit out of them. That's it, shit
out. Oh, we were talking about something else that I didn't put on here that I wanted to let everybody know, since we were talking about, I don't think I have it on here, but Nightmare on Elm Street, they're going to release a box set over in the UK of all the original Nightmare on Elm Street movies in one set.
Yeah.
And it's $61, actually, to get it even shipped over here, so it's actually a pretty good price.
Is it all region?
Yeah, wow. It works on every Blu-ray player in existence.
Huh.
So, who knows if we'll ever get... Well, we probably will get those, but, like...
Well, they're releasing 2 and 3 within the next month, I know that, and then... I don't know about... We probably never get, like, Freddy's Dead.
I don't even have the original Elm Street on Blu-ray, so that might be a pretty good deal to get all of them.
Do we?
Yeah. I ordered 2 and 3 already, too.
Oh, so you already can't get the set then. You'll be rebuying shit.
No.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it.
You should get it.
I want part 4 on Blu-ray. I like part 4.
I always want Dream Warriors. That's the only one I give a shit about on Blu-ray.
You like part 4 too, fucker. Don't lie.
I like part 3 the best. It's my favorite Nightmare on Elm Street film. Do you remember part 3?
I like part 3. I like 1 and 3.
Fuck yeah.
You don't like part 2?
I vaguely remember part 2.
We have to do a drunken commentary over part 2.
Yeah.
I will get drunk anytime.
She really will. It doesn't matter. Well,
part 2 would be a great drunk commentary. And also,
she's getting drunk right now.
Another one
I woke up this morning and wanted a drink.
She woke up this morning and she poured herself a drink.
I didn't. I wanted. I didn't.
She did. Why didn't loosen you? Hot box.
Because. I'm not going to do that.
Why?
Because.
She's lying. She is. Yeah, so what else we got over there, Uncle Bill?
Maniac Cop. We were just having a nice, lengthy discussion about Robert Zadar recently, and apparently Synapse Films are releasing Maniac Cop on Blu-ray on October the 11th.
Blu-ray death.
New exclusive special features, so we'll talk about that then. It's a widescreen, of course, all-region DTS sound. Bonus features include Maniac Cop Memories featurette, Out the Window, interview with Tom Atkins, 3 minutes with Danny Hicks, featurette, motion still gallery, blah, 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 trailers, all that jazz. I didn't remember Danny Hicks being in that movie.
They should rename Out the Window, Interview with Tom Atkins, to Maybe I Will, Maybe I Won't, an Interview with Tom Atkins.
It's up for debate. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. It's up for debate.
Yeah, he sucks.
You know what, though? Like, Maniac Cop, it's an okay movie, but I'm not... I don't flip my shit over it.
No, it's one of those movies I watched it one time and really never watched it again. It's just okay.
Me too, but we probably will get, I mean, Synapse releases, so we'll get it.
Yeah, I don't really,
we'll get it, by God. So,
I don't have to have Robert Zadar's face in high def. I really don't.
I want the Robert Zadar Blu-ray box set.
But you're gonna sell it to Robert Zadar catcher's mitt.
That's the thing. It could be like it could be a catcher's mitt that looks like Robert Zadar, you know.
Yeah.
And it could have various discs. You could
pull out of his chin.
Yeah.
You leave him alone.
Screenings coming up. Actually, two horror movies coming out. I don't know if we'll get them anywhere in this area. September 2nd, we got Shark Night 3D.
I kind of want to see that.
Directed by David R. Ellis of Snakes on a Plane.
You know it's quality.
I actually like that. That wasn't that bad. It was kind of fun.
The plot is a lake house retreat on the Louisiana Gulf turns into a nightmare for a group of vacationers when they are subject to an impossible phenomenon, freshwater shark attacks. Ooh!
That's what I'm scared of. That's why I don't swim in lake.
It never stopped Jaws 4. You remember that? That fucking shark ended up in like...
Big Sandy River.
It was in some sort of like place where there was no salt water or anything.
Yeah.
Plus, it had a homing device that they tracked them to the Bahamas too. All of the family.
Apollo 18 is directed by Gonzalo Lopez Gallego of the famous Lego family. Decades old found footage from NASA's Apollo 18 mission, where two American astronauts were sent on a secret expedition, reveals the reason the U.S. has never returned to the moon.
It's haunted. The moon's haunted.
I know. Here's what it is. There's some ghost demons up there.
There's some fucking moon.
You know what it reminds me of? The previews and stuff remind me of the ruins. Remember the ruins with the one chick and...
I remember the ruins. How does that remind you of that?
Well, just in the previews, I don't really know what the movie's about.
And I just told you.
Oh, I didn't even listen.
You need to fucking listen up.
I had to take a nap. I'm really tired. But it did, like, the previews look like there's, like, a weird...
Reminds of the fucking ruins. How? The ruins is about these flowers that fucking kill people.
In the previews, it looks like
there's
a disease.
Gonna be flowers,
you know what
the
reminds me of Cannibal Holocaust? Terms of Endearment.
It does. The previews make it look like there's a disease. And, like, it's getting these astronauts. And that's all in the ruins. It was kind of like a weird disease type of thing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're not making any sense.
I see what you're saying, though.
Whatever.
Do you really?
You guys are assholes. You're assholes.
So we got a lot of, whatever this Tuesday is, the Fit.
Oh, DVDs?
DVD and Blu-ray releases.
Oh, God. Okay, this will be for, what the hell? Yeah, that'd be the fifth, then, I guess. Oh, God. It's another one we didn't really talk about, but we should. The fucking Scream trilogy on Blu-ray.
Re-releasing again. Shit with, like, I think it was actually a bad business move for them to, like, who the fuck is going to, like, if you wanted those movies on Blu-ray, you've already got them. I mean, they were like $6 online. Or even in the store, they were, what, like $7 or $8 at the most?
Yeah.
And they're going to expect people just to rebuy them just because of fucking, like, a couple documentaries they put on there? That's all the only thing that's new on the whole damn thing.
That's what they're saying to us, yeah. Shit on you.
You're going to have problems, dumbasses. Whoever else releasing it.
These are cool, too, though. I saw this collection on Amazon recently. The Midnight Madness Blu-rays from Images, Hellraiser, Hellbound Hellraiser 2, The Hills Have Eyes, Children of the Corn, and only DVDs of House, House 2, Creepshow 2, Transylvania 65,000, Return to Horror High, and Return of the Killer Tomatoes. I'd actually like to have House and maybe Creepshow 2 on Blu-ray, but...
Yeah, they're only on DVD, though.
And Hills Have Eyes, of course, would be a cool one. And I've already got the rest of them.
I don't even know why they're releasing the shit like Transylvania 65,000, Return to Horror High, or Killer Tomatoes.
I don't either.
I like the Return to Horror High, though.
Yeah, but like, that movie was so fucking cheap. You remember like when Deep Discount would have their sales and stuff? You could get Return to Horror High for like $2.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It had George Clooney in it, though.
He was in it for, like, a second.
It did have the hot Brady Bunch girl, too. What was her name?
Marsha.
Yeah. That was back in the 80s when she was really hot.
I don't remember her real name.
What the fuck was Marsha's real name?
I think it must have started with an A. Does her name start with an A?
Alicia?
I have no idea.
I don't remember either.
But anyway, what we need to do right now, we need to take a break so we can go eat some pizza.
Yay!
If it's in there, hopefully it is.
It better be.
And we will be back. When we come back, we're going to have a deep, full mailbag. Actually, it's a...
It's engorged.
Yeah. Oh, really? Is it engorged?
It's completely, like, flowing over.
Yeah, it's going to splatter everywhere when we open it up.
It's juicy, and it's going to squirt all over the mail.
Gross. So,
we will be back.
That's gross. Something's wrong with you.
deadbeer.com.
Good evening. I'm Alfred Hitchcock. On this week's edition of Dial H for Horror, we have some special prestigious celebrity guests who will be calling some of the most well-refined movie and rental institutions in our great country. I ask you to join us this weekend as we dial H for Horror.
Hello there. I'd like to ask about a couple of titles, if you guys might have them in.
Can you hold on for just a minute, please?
Okay. Ellie, sit down over there.
Now, what were you looking for?
Snakes on a Train is the
snakes
one.
Snakes on a Plane?
What was that?
Huh?
Pardon? Snakes on a Train?
That's not out yet.
Oh, okay. There was a few older ones we had. Dream Reaper was one that my granddaughter wanted to see. You got Dream Reaper.
Dream? Dreamer?
Dream Reaper.
Oh, Dream Reaper.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Pet Sematary?
We do have that one.
Okay. Do you guys have The Gate Part 2?
No, we sold that one.
Okay. Now, are you guys still down close to Henderson Road?
We're right across from Dairy Queen.
Oh, Dairy Queen. I've been down that road. Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye.
Entertainment Video.
Yes, how are you doing today?
Alright.
I was going to inquire about some of your horror movies. I was going to have a horror fest here soon.
Oh, okay.
My granddaughter Cal wanted me to ask about some of these movies.
Alright.
I was curious if you had a movie that's by the name Don't Go in the Woods.
Don't go.
Alone.
No, ma'am.
Okay, then. Also, she was looking for a movie called Sasquatch Mountain.
What's the name of it again?
It was called Sasquatch Mountain. I believe it was on Sci-Fi.
I got a Sasquatch Hunter.
I don't believe that's it.
Nope, I don't have that either.
All right, then. There was a couple more, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
There was one called Cheerleader Camp.
I don't have that one either.
Yeah, okay. What time are you all close this afternoon or evening?
10 o'clock.
Okay. Well, I don't know where I get there. Would you let me in?
Let you in?
Yeah, if I got there a little bit late.
I usually leave right at 10.
All right, then. Well, yeah. Thank you very much.
If you think of any other movies you can call, I'll get them and hold them for you, though.
Oh, that's all she really had down, though, but I thank you.
Hey, babe, I was going to ask you about a couple of horror movies, if you guys got them in stock.
Okay, what is it?
The Hitcher 2, I've been waiting.
What now?
The Hitcher 2, I've been waiting.
No, honey, we haven't got that.
Okay. What about Toby Hooper, The Mortuary? Mortuary is the name of it.
Mortuary?
Yeah.
Let me check on it for
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see, we're actually showing... Yeah, we've got one.
Okay, you got it on DVD?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Got it for you?
No, I got a couple more I want to ask about, though.
Oh, okay.
You guys got Leatherface, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3.
Let me see here.
Okay.
We've got some. We've got Texas Massacre, Chainsaw Massacre, Next Generation. And we've got the Texas Chainsaw Massacre on DVD.
Okay, you got all, okay, they're all on DVD.
No. We got the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I think it says 2 here, on DVD. And then we've got just the Texas Chainsaw Massacre Next Generation is on VHS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Last one I got here is Chud Tuba the Chud.
What now?
Chud to Bud the Chud.
No. No.
I don't even know if that's out on DVD.
Okay, no, I know we don't have that one.
Well, okay, baby, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Howdy, everybody, and welcome back. Uncle Bill, this is a segment coming up here we haven't done. I was looking back. I think it was way back around the first week in July that we did this segment.
Jesus. Been a long time.
Yeah.
Are you ready, though?
You know what it is?
Are you ready?
Woo! It's the mouth!
Oh, wow.
Bye!
Anymore. I think there's a series of grumbles.
That's your segment.
And screams.
You're back because we're answering the questions yet again.
Yay.
Before we start this, though, is Matt Hardy dead? Did he die?
Unfortunately not.
No. Just checking.
He's full of shit, though, isn't he?
That's hilarious. I'm sorry, bye, buddy.
It was a part of himself being reborn as if anybody gives a fuck.
Who?
Exactly.
Yeah. Who is he?
He's a wrestler. He put a suicide note up on his fucking stupid YouTube page and had like 25 people call 911 on him.
The police came to his house.
Y'all right.
That's got to be embarrassing, though. He was trying to explain to the police.
It's a part of my promotion.
It's a wrestling gimmick. Yeah. I'm a dumbass. That guy really is a dumbass. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Dead Monkey says, I have a question.
The Dead Monkey.
This is a guy that's having a 15-page discussion right now on there.
Yeah. Really? He likes Nick Bockwinkle.
I don't know who that is either.
Neither does anybody else.
Okay, he says, what horror movie do you guys want to be released on Blu-ray that hasn't yet been put out? And similar, I can't even say that word, similarly.
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 He says, what horror series do you guys wish or want to have on box set Blu-ray disc? So, what Blu-rays of horror movies have?
I think the number one right now is Phantasm for me, as far as, like, franchises go.
Things that we actually want in a box set that are not in a box set at all?
On Blu-ray.
On Blu-ray? Shit.
Yeah, and same thing, like, what horror movies are on Blu-ray or are not yet on Blu-ray?
The problem is a lot of the sets that I would want, you'd never be able to do it because their companies are different. Like, the sequels have different companies than the originals. Like, you can never put a Halloween set together because half of it's owned by Universal and the other half of it's owned by...
Most of the Halloween movies are out on Blu-ray, though.
Well, in a perfect world.
Yeah, in a box set, though. In a perfect world, like if everything... You know what would be a cool box set of movies in Blu-ray? It would be Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the whole series, except for the remakes.
How about the prequel to the remake?
Anything has to do with anything made in the last 10 years, all of that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because none of the sequels so far have come out. I think the remake came out on Blu-ray, didn't it?
Did it?
And I believe the original is on Blu-ray, but it's out of print, and it's kind of hard to come by right now.
I don't know anything about the Blu-rays or the prequel or the remake or anything like that, because I'll never buy them. I'm assuming that they're probably out.
Yeah, so, yeah, but Phantasms and...
Basket Case would be awesome. They put all the Basket Case movies
in. The first one's coming out, I'm pretty sure, here in a month or so. And I don't know. I mean, that's a weird thing. Blu-ray's There's not a whole lot that haven't come out yet.
I want to see Jaws. I don't know if that's technically a horror movie yet.
They're waiting on that one, aren't they? Isn't that coming out soon on Blu-ray?
I haven't heard anything. That one could be a box set if they would do it.
I want to see Jaws 2.
I want to see Jaws 4 on
Jaws
Blu-ray.
3. Jaws 3.
The one on Blu-ray. The water park or whatever,
yeah,
gets loose in there.
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
That'd be awesome.
And,
Jaws 3 on Blu-ray would be great.
Jaws 4's got Mario Van Peebles being the Jamaican guy in it.
Got fucking Michael Caine
awesome.
In it.
I love I'm surprised movie. That nobody has tried to remake Jaws. That's like the one that nobody has even talked about, really.
They will.
They remade E.T., though. That's that Mac and me. Remember?
God.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you've even seen that, actually.
So awesome.
Well, the only reason I knew that was because of Paul Rudd. I did see that movie, though, when I was a kid.
Because of Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Does he talk about that or something?
He does, like, he often. Does. Talks about Mac and me.
Paul Rudd has no talent.
But I did see Mac and me when I was a kid, though. And don't talk shit about Paul Rudd.
I'll talk shit about Paul Rudd all I want.
All right, anyway.
Buddy, fuck you, though. You liked Halloween 6, and he was in that.
Yeah, but I didn't like it because his ass was in it.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
No, he sucked in it.
That was your favorite
thing
about
that old lady that was in it. That was the only reason I liked it.
That woman was killer.
Fuck Paul Rudd.
Anyway, go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, come on, continue. Yeah, go.
All right. White Clown 541 says, do you guys like any reality shows like VH1's Scream Queens or Sci-Fi's Face Off or even America's Next Top Model? And he put my name in parentheses as if I liked Next Top Model.
Buddy, that fucking sexist.
Yeah.
Think she would like something like that.
Actually, I like Teen Mom.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. There's like a million reality shows that we both watch right now. The probably the one that we watch the most is Roseanne's Nuts.
Oh, that was on last night. We have the DVR.
That's the new
it.
Roseanne Barr like reality show.
You have a chance to watch that one.
You have to watch it. You could on demand it. It's just fucking hilarious.
Jail is another one I watch all the time, which is like a cops ripoff where it's actually filmed inside of a jail.
Jail.
It's just called Jail.
It's just called Jail.
We like Bad Girls like edition.
That's the thing about like.
I like Teen Mom, honest to God. That show is, those girls are fucked up.
Dude, I fucking love Hoarders, too. And, like, Animal Hoarders.
Oh, what's the new one? My Strange Addiction.
Yeah, that the one where they're eating, like, pillows and shit.
Yeah, they, like, eat, they drink bleach or smell gasoline. There's one where this girl wanted boy. It was a girl turned into a boy, and then she wanted to dress up like a baby.
Oh,
so she spends $300 a month in like fake diapers and bottles and shit, and like lives in a crib.
A lot of the stuff on History Channel I watch, like the American Pickers and the Pawn Stars and the American Restoration. You watch American Restoration?
No, I haven't seen
that. That was good.
I do. Watch Pawn Stars and Hardcore Pawn a lot, though. I like those.
Yeah, Hardcore Pawn is hilarious. There's a ton of those, though, man. Like, we were talking about this, actually, last night.
Mm-hmm. Which is weird.
I like the one, too, the shooting competition. What's it called?
Top Shot.
Top Shot. That's awesome.
Somebody was telling me about, I've not watched it, but is it called Swamp People or something like that? Did you watch that?
Won't let me watch it, because it's got... They're like crocodile hunters or something, or alligator hunters or something like that, and they're like cruel to the fucking alligator. So I turned it on there one time, and like they're doing something to an alligator, and she's like, "Turn it off,
shut up."
Try petting the alligator, Jess, and see what it'll do.
No, Banjo Dirt.
Oh, it's such an awesome
Banjo Dirt.
What about the turtle?
Oh, stop it! You successfully linked that turtle to 9/11. Now stop it.
But, yeah.
Dude, that turtle was probably a fucking dinosaur. He probably lived through the whole meteor thing. And
he is immortalized forever on Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah, because that movie is so fucking awesome. While they killed a poor turtle. That turtle was probably around when Jesus was around and everything. That turtle... It was probably very old.
It was probably around when Ronnie James Dio was just starting out music.
That turtle was the drummer for Dio.
Anyway, he also says, And what's the deal with CK hating on Kevin James so much? Yes, the Mall Cop movie was bad, but King of Queens was a great little show, and mainly because of Jerry Stiller. But anywho, so he just left on that. So why do you hate Kevin James so much?
That's like, why do you hate smelling shit so much? Like it's.
No, I just found out you get high from.
Ooh, shit!
You can. But then there's another reality show we were watching, like 1,000 Ways to Die or whatever. And they were talking about.
You can die from smelling shit.
Yeah.
Much.
You can die from the methane gas and shit.
That'd be a hell of a way to go, wouldn't it?
Cause of death, smelling shit.
Kevin James just has no talent. That's
speaking
basically.
Of shit, though, yeah.
Inhaling feces.
Like anything he's in, he's just not funny. Like he's just one of those guys. He is like less funny than fucking Dane Cook, if that's possible.
Okay, Dane Cook is not funny. He's a funny.
I know
guy.
He's not funny. That's what
no,
I'm
I
saying.
Said he's not funny.
Yeah, I mean, really though, Kevin James is one of those people that just he's like Bill Engvall. He's just not fucking funny. He's just there.
Yeah. But at least Bill Engvall has, like, elderly people that think he's funny. Like, who the fuck really thinks, like, goes to a Kevin James movie and thinks that shit's funny? Well, I'm running to a wall!
My cousin Nettie and I rented Mall Cop and Creepshow 3 at the same time. And we got more enjoyment out of Creepshow 3 than we did Mall Cop.
Oh, God. That'd be a hell of a double feature right there.
We did. We had a great night. Then we opened a bottle of wine, and that's probably the only reason we got through those movies, because we're drunk. Anyway.
She's an alcoholic.
Ben Tramer. He's writing in. That's great. Says, super glad you guys are back. And Jessica was a great addition to the Dead Pit team. Well, thank you. I truly admire your hard work doing the show. And you make... Aw. What did I say?
You can make
any menial
to do show seem complex.
Yeah, it's because we're complex individuals.
Aw.
The show's definitely one of a kind. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you. We will.
We'll do it. He gave Jess a compliment.
Yay. I need that. Newt138 says, with Jessica White and the entire White family starting to become better known in the USA, is there any chance of you all getting Jessica on the show?
Probably not.
I want to get some of those daughters or sisters or whatever on the show.
You can get Kirk on there.
Yeah, oh, I'd love to have, I'd love to talk to her.
Can't believe I'm on this show. I'll have visitation for my daughter this
just
weekend.
Send them some pain medication. They might do the show.
Oh God, dude!
I did real good.
I don't think Jessica even has a damn phone. I may be wrong, but
you don't need an RF phone.
He lives in Boone County, West Virginia, which is not that far from here, actually. But from my understanding, is he absolutely does not want to be like. He didn't want anybody to talk
to him.
He
wasn't even in that documentary that much, from what I understand. So.
No. So I don't think he'd be interested in doing it. I'm sure 1 million people have tried to contact that guy, too.
Yeah. We should, like, go on a road trip and actually go to his house and film it and see what happens. Get the fuck out of here!
It'd probably kill us.
Yeah.
He'd tap dance on our fucking heads.
Trial by Fire says, have you guys seen Trucker and Dale versus Evil?
No. No, I have seen the, preview poster and all that for it. It looks pretty cool.
I have no idea what that
is. It's not even out yet. Like, it's not even on DVD or Blu-ray deal.
What is it?
It's like, it looks to me like it'd be like Jack Brooks Monster Slayer type of thing, but with rednecks is what it looks like.
I cannot find that movie. We were watching, I watched half of it and I can't find it. You put it back up on the shelf and I can't find it. I want the rest of it. Watch the rest of it.
I'm sorry. What can I do?
Find it.
Find it. It's going to be labeled the same whether I'm looking for it or you're looking for it.
Well, I just can't find it.
She doesn't feel like looking for it, though.
That's basically what she's saying.
I couldn't find that Black Swan Blu-ray, and I was about ready to call you and ask if you took it. Like, trying to be mean or something, took it away from me. That's what I thought you were doing. I thought you were going to be mean and take it from me.
Stole your fucking Blu-ray.
It would be funny. You know what would be killer? It's like, go to somebody's house and actually just take the discs out of all of
them. I don't know. Somebody must do that.
PJ says, glad you three are back in action. I have a couple of quick questions. Number one, have you ever seen The Town That Dreaded Sundown? And if so, is it worth watching?
We both watched it, didn't we?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, I watched it.
I didn't love it, but it's okay.
Yeah, and it was based on a true story from what I was understanding, too. And
they never did find the killer, I don't think.
It was a pretty solid flick. I mean, it was like a murder mystery type of film, more so than it was even like a slasher. But it wasn't made for TV, too. Yeah, it
had Marianne in it.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
Gilligan's Island?
Yeah. It was a good flick, though. I would recommend it.
Have you ever seen it, Jess?
I had never even heard of it.
Shit.
I'm sorry.
Shit.
It's also where Tater Sack Jason came from. I'm convinced of that.
The killer wears a tater sack. Oh. Actually, I think the scene with Marianne in it is the best scene in the movie, though. Because it doesn't have a whole lot of action in it and stuff. It's mainly just tells the story as far as the action of the murders go and stuff. But
what about the scene with the professor? You didn't like that?
No. I liked the scene where he stuck a pitchfork up that Mr. Howell's ass.
Right.
That was great.
That was good. All right, this is our second part of this question.
Yeah, well, you guys were carrying on. how was your meeting with John Carpenter? Are there any cool stories?
Oh, he said we were the coolest motherfuckers ever when we came up to him. It was like, holy shit, that's them guys from Dead Pits there. Holy shit. What's always funny to me, though, is when we meet people and put photos on Facebook, there's always at least one or two people be like, hey, they remember doing that interview with you. Or if it was like, I think somebody, when I did the video with Ric Flair, somebody put on there, did he know who you were?
Yeah. But, hey, creepy Kentucky. Woo, what are you doing?
It's fucking killer, ain't it?
I had that girl recognize me at the hospital.
Yeah, I mean, people around here might recognize, but people like
other celebrities.
Yeah, they don't have any fucking idea who we are.
Ric Flair and all that. Woo! Kentucky. You should have told me you said live. I bet you could.
Shit. Fucking day. I'm going to go out and drink with you, not. I'm going to dance all night. Dance a little longer. John, there's really no really fun stories to tell about Carpenter because it was really rushed. He had about 3 or 4 minutes at most to talk to him, and when we got the picture taken, it was about 5 minutes in all, and that was about it. Yeah. I did see him outside smoking cigarettes and stuff with some of the fans because he had to smoke like every 15 minutes, but
yeah.
Other than that, I don't know. There's nothing I can think of. Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, a lot of people go to these shows, like, assuming, I guess, the first time they're going to have a special moment with these celebrities and stuff.
Like, in this moment.
But it's just not going to happen.
No, it's not.
I mean, especially with the big-name celebrities. You're like, hey, hi, here's money. Good to meet you.
Thanks for
scribble,
your money.
Scribble, scribble. Bye.
Thanks for your money. I don't
Thanks
give a shit about
by.
You at
give
all.
Give me your money, asshole.
That's the way it is.
Yeah. Then you got fucking people like people from the fucking Walking Dead. Like, half of them actually look like they're dead, too. Like, they're so fucking skinny and shit. Like, that one girl, you remember her name?
Yeah.
It's like, nobody knows who the fuck they are. And they're fucking charging people almost as much as John Carpenter was charging somebody. That shit needs to end. It's stupid.
It is. Get that little girl up in one episode.
Yeah.
Charges somebody $20.
Oh, yeah, the little girl just turned her face.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just...
There was the one little girl when we were at Horror Hound where I thought it was her. I took a picture of her because she had her little makeup done up just like that little girl. And I would have been satisfied with thinking that that was that girl and then just carried on with life.
I think there needs to be a better way for people to interact with celebrities. Though. Something like Kevin Smith does with those Q&A's like he does, something like that where it's actually entertaining and everybody gets time and, like, you know, everybody...
Yeah, but seriously, though, like, I see. They could have like an evening with fucking Tom Atkins. Okay, let's be real. Although there's a few people that get his autograph and shit like that. You couldn't fucking sell out a fucking, elementary school lunchroom for an evening with Tom Atkins.
Wait a minute, why would you want to sell out an elementary school
lunchroom? I'm just saying, nobody would give a fuck. So there's only a few people that would be in that, like, where they could actually.
Well, he's a real big asshole, and his attitude.
I love it too, because like Sean Clark, I think, was come up to me. Were you there when he came up to me and goes, "Man, you're talking some trash about Tom Atkins," and I was like, "Yeah, he was a fucking dickhead." I mean, maybe to people that
my favorite part of that story though is always when he came back around to the table.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Why don't you guys do the show here?" And you go, "Because we don't feel like it."
And he just walked away. Because at the end of the day, I don't really give a fuck. Fuck that guy. Who gives a shit?
Anyways,
the weird part about him, though, was that, and I've said this before, though, he was actually really nice to us the first time we met him.
Yeah.
And then the second time, I was just like, "Yeah, fuck this." So.
Yeah, it's really sad because he
it wasn't hot enough for him in there.
I don't know. Maybe it was just the day that we caught him on, but he was really, really nice the first time we met him.
Yeah,
and
all
then
these
he was
celebrities
really mean.
Need to be forewarned, though, that they can't be assholes to us or to everybody. That's how it goes.
Just
stupid
pretty much
celebrities.
Dumbasses.
That's the thing. Like, I've over this last year, actually, it's been probably the last couple of years, I've just grown tired of, going up to fuckers and giving them money just to be dickheads, because it's happened I don't know how many damn times.
I don't know. I'm kind of that way, too, now, which is why I'm not giving anybody else any goddamn money.
Yeah, fuck.
Fred Krueger 84.
Oh, fuck. I was hoping it'd be Fred Krueger 85. Shit.
He says, "Hello, guys. I was compelled to write in when I heard Dial H for Horror was one of the past shows. I almost shit myself. Love it. Definitely a blast from the past. I really appreciated it. It's been a long time. It's always been one of my favorite segments, second to Charles from the UK."
Oh, God. Old Charles.
Says, "Now for my question. Now that Uncle Bill is getting closer to parenthood, how do you think being a dad will affect Uncle Bill's lifestyle regarding horror?" Says, "I am a parent of a 5- and 1-year-old. I love horror and always will. I still watch horror, visit my local horror convention every couple of years, and from time to time buy a collectible item. Of course, before I had any children, I would visit conventions every year and watch horror movies anytime I wanted. My horror lifestyle has tamed up a bit. Would love to hear your thoughts from one parent to another. By the way, congrats on the Heather interview."
Well, thank you.
He says, "I am a huge fan and can't wait to hear that. Also, congrats to Uncle Bill and Jessica on the baby."
Thanks. How is horror going to affect my, or how is the kid coming along going to affect my horror life?
Collecting Disney movies.
The thought did occur to me as, like, she's laying in a bassinet in front of, like, the Pennywise clown from It. Like, that one day she'll probably realize that that's there, and she'll be like, "Oh, shit!"
I don't know. I think if they grow up around something, it's not going to bother them.
That's what I think. I mean, probably. I don't know.
Probably
I've never
not.
Had any kids.
It's just weird, though. Like, I mean, think about it. Can you imagine, like, if your parents, when you were growing up, had, like, a bunch of horse shit in their house? Like, it's fucking weird for a kid.
I was going to mention this, though. I thought this would be an interesting discussion with you all having a newborn and stuff. Did you hear about the couple that got in trouble for their pet snake getting out? It's a python that got out. This is fucked up. I don't want to know if it fucking ate the baby or what.
Ew, what? What happened?
They had a pet python that got out of its cage and killed, like, this infant. I don't know if it actually ate it or if it just strangled it or what. I'm guessing it ate it.
Ew.
And now they're like, there's like a court case over or something. I heard about it on the news.
Yeah. I was sitting here just thinking about Elmer getting out and killing
Elmer, he's a hungry, hungry goldfish.
Yeah. Might have to watch out for
Elmer and Kirby.
No, I'd never heard of that, but I can see that. I can see how that might happen.
Good thing we don't have any.
Well, they said something about the snake wasn't fed for like 2 months or something, too.
Well, why wouldn't they feed a baby? The snake?
Who's waiting for the baby to get a little bigger?
Oh, God.
I'm guessing the fucking snake ate the fucking baby.
Ew, okay, gross.
Because what they do, they squeeze.
Oh, my God, it's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Ew.
But I swear that happened.
That's possibly the most horrible thing I've ever heard.
That is, that's almost
I've heard like a lot of horrible stuff.
Yeah, I feel uncomfortable hearing that story.
That'd make y'all feel good.
Yeah, tell but you story. Anyway,
right.
back to the question. I don't know, man. I mean, do you think that we'll get rid of the horror stuff and like
no.
stop watching horror movies and
Mm-mm.
just fuck it and like Mm-mm. just be like normal, quote unquote, parents?
Why aren't we normal? Just because we like horror movies.
We're obsessed.
If you want to be normal for around here, I mean, first of all, you got to have a lot more fucking kids.
It's true. We got to start like a NASCAR.
We need to go back in time and start having had kids way earlier.
Yeah.
You're going to have to start growing a mullet.
I can do that.
And I'm going to have to start snorting pills and having track marks on my arms and getting real thin.
And you got to quit shaving your mustache area up there.
Yeah.
Let it grow in a little bit.
Let it grow in. I got the teeth thing down pat, though, right?
Like a piano, a little bit. You gotta have one sticking out here. And then
I gotta have some marks going on some of the teeth, though, too.
You gotta look like, basically have Balls Mahoney's teeth.
I gotta start beating the shit out of you.
Yeah, you gotta have a black eye. Yeah.
I don't think, though, I mean.
You gotta have a couple pit bulls in your front yard.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that. I realize that there's going to be changes and stuff being made, but she's still just an infant.
Yeah.
She's still just an
she's
infant.
She's technically, like, not even supposed to be born.
She's
still
not even
yet.
Supposed to have been here. So she's 2 months premature, so she's going to be a little bit behind. But anyways, it's not like...
Here's the thing. I think that you can actually, like, with certain moves, certain horror moves, you could even, like, when she's old enough to watch them, I think that there wouldn't be a problem.
Well, what my parents did when I was a kid is that we would watch, there would always be scary movies on all the time. I grew up, my parents would listen to rock music and everything like that. I grew up and I would sing like Guns N' Roses to myself in order to fall asleep because my parents listened to music and they liked a bunch of stuff. And I remember we watched, when I was a kid, when From Dusk Till Dawn came out on VHS.
Like,
my parents, we watched it together, and my mom said, okay, close your eyes during the one scene where...
It's hilarious.
When
that movie
Quentin
came out
when
we were 16.
When
oh,
Quentin
you're
Tarantino
like,
had... Yeah, see, but I had watched it with my parents when I was real young, but they had said, you know, close your eyes during certain parts, and I did. Even when I would watch that movie when they weren't home, I would close my eyes during the parts when they would tell me to close it, just because I didn't know, and I was scared, so... I mean, we still have a long ways to go. She's only not even a month old yet.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times, like, up until probably, like, 4 or 5 years old, they don't give a fuck about watching shit.
Yeah.
Think about it. I mean, well, I've never seen a kid that's actually, like, even if you go in to, a, like, the last movie that I went in that kids would possibly go see was, like, Kung Fu Panda, like, 3 or 4 years ago. And the kids didn't watch that shit. They didn't care.
Well, you have to also remember that kids go to bed. They have bedtimes like 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And that's when...
And then
that's
when that's you pull
like
out
when
the
we're off.
Porn.
That's when, you know, it's 8:15. That's when we watch our porn.
Japanese ass fisters,
yeah.
12. Yeah.
Then you just think after they go to bed, then you just watch your horror movies or whatever.
Yeah.
So, we can do it. We'll be okay.
But until then, it's Disney movies.
And Nickelodeon.
Actually, seriously, everybody's got... like, kids' stuff that they still like, they still watch and put up with. Like, she likes Charlie Brown bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Charlie Brown stuff is not bullshit. Let's just pump the brakes.
Whatever.
I like She-Ra, so there's that. Yeah.
She-Ra and,
You like Bambi.
I like Bambi a lot.
Bambi.
She-Ra is the princess of power.
I just looked over and seen your mask sitting over there.
Yeah, is this scary?
Anyway, let's move on.
Come on, Jess.
Jay, I'm sorry that we were answering the question.
Shit.
Let's just, I'm just going to read all the questions and we're not going to answer any.
Hurry up.
I'm just going to read all the questions and let's not answer any of them. Okay? How about that?
How about you just read them?
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read all of them.
You're going to read one at a time.
And then we'll not answer it so we can hurry it up.
No, you won't answer it. Me and him will answer it.
Whatever.
They're asking us the question.
Suck my dick.
That's his job over there.
Okay, Jay Boomstick says, hey, guys and gal. See, obviously, I should just remove the gal because I'm probably not part of that question.
That's right.
Suck a dick. He says, love the show. What do you guys think about the remake of one of my all-time favorite movies, The Monster Squad? He says, I'm crossing my fingers they won't screw up. I didn't know they were making that.
Where the fuck did he hear about that? I've never heard about that.
I haven't either. I never heard that either.
Yeah. So, I don't know if people just, like, it's one of those deals where somebody at work says, hey, did you hear about that remake, The Monster Squad? That's where he got it from.
You never
know.
A lot
of people around here talk about Monster Squad remake.
Well, probably not around here, but wherever he's from.
Well, when you find out the news that they are remaking the Monster Squad, you better apologize
to
Jay Boomstick.
Here's the thing. You could pretty much pick any movie, any horror film from the 80s that was even remotely popular now, and they'd be remaking it, and you'd
this
be safe.
The Monster Squad wasn't even that popular when it came out, though. Why would they want to remake it? That don't make any sense.
Fuck, why would they want to remake a lot of the things that they've done, like, there's been 100 movies that weren't popular at all.
But I haven't heard anything about the
Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. Nobody knows what the fuck that is. Nobody even knows that was another horror film.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. If they're going to remake that, I'd really hate, because you know it'll have, like, Will Smith's kid in it. That'll be one of the fucking Monster Squad.
Yeah. That little kid's going to have a tough life. Mommy and daddy are separating.
Are they really?
That's what I heard. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that whole family.
Wow.
They can go live with Uncle Carlton.
Anyways, Scott Sanderson says, howdy guys. First, I wanted to congratulate Uncle Bill and Jessica.
That's Skunk's boy.
On the safe arrival of Baby Piper. Thank you.
Thanks.
He says, anyways, my question is, if you could make a sequel to any movie, what would it be? And what would you have happen in it? Thanks.
I'd make a sequel to The Forest.
What would happen in a sequel to The Forest?
There'd be a new crazy trucker guy.
Yeah.
That's out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
But he just likes eating females' asses. This time he doesn't kill the men. He's like, get out of here. I'm here for women's ass. I'm going to eat it like a pork roast.
Get out of meow.
He'd have a trucker hat on and everything.
I'd make a sequel to Dr. Giggles and star Larry the Cable Guy.
That's Dr. Giggles.
Get her done! He'd kill somebody.
He'd giggle like he's.
I don't think
any of us ever wanted to make a movie, so. There you go.
I would like to make a movie. I'll just do a remake because that'd be easier.
Remake of what?
I'd remake anything.
Name just, something.
I don't know anything. I'd remake it.
Say anything.
Mad Men. I'd remake that.
They're already going to remake it, and it's going to be shitty. It's this time. It's Mad Men in 3D.
There you go.
It's going to match you.
The axe wielding maniac comes for you. In 3D.
You could remake Cannibal Holocaust.
I just fucking hate the 3D gimmick. Like, it's just every goddamn movie is 3D.
Well, we've seen Final Destination 5, and that was in 3D.
Final Destination 5 in 3D, just like Final Destination 4 was in 3D.
Yeah, but it was kind of cool.
It was killer in 3D, though.
It was really kind of, it was neat.
Yeah, but goddamn, once a movie hits the fucking Blu-ray, it ain't worth a shit.
That's why you have to see it in the theater.
I'm always amazed at how many people.
What theater are you going to fucking see it at around here? It's got in 3D.
Well, we've seen it
out
there.
I don't even think Pikeville has shit in 3D anymore.
Probably not. I'm amazed at how many people will think that the Blu-ray 3D works. There's a lot of people that are like, oh, that looks good.
I think that shit's already dying a quick death.
I don't think that shit looks like any good at all in 3D, really.
It's just gimmicks, though. Like, it's like, why can't they just figure out that they need a decent script, decent cast, decent directors? That's what makes a fucking movie.
That takes too much work, though. They'd rather just throw out gimmicks at you.
They're going to have shit. Have you have to dodge shit? Oh, Lord.
They're going to put movies in stinker vision. No.
And plus, we live around here. There's no decent theaters worth of shit. You all have the shittiest one in Paintsville.
That is the shittiest one.
Oh, no, that theater's awesome.
Followed closely by the Strand, though.
Oh, no, the Strand probably takes it because we got robbed.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, but at least the Strand, you said that one screen smelled like, or that one, you smelled like shit or something in there, didn't
no,
you?
I said it looked like the screen, like somebody like
oh, looked
taking
shit
a shit and then slid down it with their ass.
Anyways, let's see. Ben says, the pre-Halloween DVD season is approaching, and what titles are you looking forward to?
We just went through a bunch of them that I was looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to The Hills Have Eyes on Blu-ray.
I'm getting here pretty soon. I'm getting Halloween 2 Blu-ray, and I'm getting the Nightmare on Elm Street 2 and 3. I'm looking forward
to
both.
You gonna give me that Halloween 2 Blu-ray?
No.
Please.
And then The Hills Have Eyes, like you said, and what was the other one in that set?
The Hellraiser movies.
I've already got Hellraiser, but I don't have Hellraiser 2 on Blu-ray, I don't think. There's another one, though, you mentioned. Children of the Corn's already been on Blu-ray.
Oh, God, on Blu-ray already.
Friggin' hell. There's a Evil Dead 2. That's the one that's coming out. New Blu-ray. There's a bunch of shit. Dead Alive's coming out.
Oh, is
on
it?
On Blu-ray for the first time.
It is.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff. Actually, it's going to be a huge season for Blu-ray diff.
Let's see. He also says, what is your overall opinions on the... Who is this?
Dick Shitter 542.
Who? Snitsky.
Snitsky.
What is your overall opinion on the Snitsky character in WWE?
Oh,
where the
God.
Fuck did that come from?
I don't have too much of an opinion on it, to be honest.
He had poop mouth. Remember that?
Yeah, it did look like he was chewing on a big pile of shit.
I thought that was the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah, I mean, who would think of that? I've got a good idea for you. Why don't you paint your teeth up like you've been eating shit all day? You're like, come on.
That was one of the ugliest sons of bitches ever, too.
Yeah, they think he needed the shit teeth or whatever.
He was already worse, yeah.
And he says, what are your thoughts on the film Detroit Rock City?
I love that film.
Yeah, so do I. Awesome.
It's an awesome old film.
I like that movie a lot.
I like it, though.
You know, Tim Sullivan actually had something to do with that movie. I think he was a producer on it, the guy that directed 2001 Maniacs. He's got, he talks
that was
about
one that'd be cool to get on Blu-ray if it ever come out.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sky Raven says, what do you guys think about the recent lottery system required to meet John Waters at this upcoming horror find? Many fans have been completely baffled, including myself, as to where the logic behind this lottery method stems. Also, it would appear that Horrorfind has been removing legit questions and complaints about the lottery on their Facebook page. And he says, keep up the great show. You two, or he says, or four, rock now.
We rock.
I guess, and then there's the details on it. John Waters' signing is Friday, September 2nd, 7 to 9 p.m. In order to make the John Waters signing as fair and organized as possible, it will be done as a lottery. Every adult interested in taking a chance for the Waters signing will draw a ticket when they get to the registration desk. The odds will be equal for those both the will call and the line purchase ticket. If you pull a ticket that reads John Waters yes, you're guaranteed a place in line to participate in the John Waters signing. and can proceed to the Gateway Theater at 6:30 p.m.
I win!
To line up.
I win a place in line. That's fucking awesome. Keep going, boy.
Gateway Theater at 6:30 p.m. to line up for the signing. And please note, you must appear at the theater to participate. Those who do not arrive back to the theater with ticket in hand forfeit their participation.
Shit!
If you pull a ticket that reads John Waters, no, you will not be guaranteed a place in line for the signing. There is a very slight chance that after Mr. Waters goes through all the yes tickets, that there may still be time available for autographs. But you will wait at your own risk at this point, and the signing ends promptly at 9 p.m. Says, reminder, since this has also come up too, Mr. Waters will not have merchandise, photos, etc. on site for signing. You will need to bring something with you from home to have signed.
So I guess you just decide if you think you're lucky that day to bring something from the house. You might get to see.
I'm feeling lucky.
Did Tom Atkins come up with that time? Maybe you'll get to see him. Maybe you won't. Who's to fucking say?
It's not a big deal. I'm John Waters.
I don't know, I would take a chance. I mean,
that's not even at the side of the damn convention they're having it at some fucking theater. I hate that shit.
If I drew a John Waters no, then I'd say fuck it. But if I had a John Waters yes, then I would.
Jesse would be going, oh God, John Waters! John Waters!
So, is this for the whole convention though, or is this just for like, this is the only chance you have to meet him, and if you get a yes, then you can meet him, if not, you're fucked. Is that for the whole show?
No, it's just on...
Only signing that time.
So that's the whole show then. That's the only time you can meet him.
Well, okay, this is just on September 2nd. How horrifying is the whole weekend, right?
Yeah, but he's just signing that day.
He's just signing on Friday.
From 7 to 9 p.m. Basically what they've done instead of the much more logical first come, first serve thing is saying everybody goes and buys a ticket, and then by random assignment... whoever gets the yes thing will get a guaranteed place in line, and whoever doesn't... why not just see whoever the fuck comes there, who gets there first? What's wrong with that? Like, whoever gets in line first.
I don't know. It's fucking John Waters. Like, goddamn.
Well, he is pretty cool.
I don't think he's that fucking cool. I wouldn't give a shit about him anyway. Like, I mean...
I think these conventions are getting more and more fucking... pointless and stupid with some of this stuff. It's like that shit that happened at Flashback with that Robert Englund shit too.
Yeah, which
these rules and stipulations and stuff now are just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, because Robert Englund, he wouldn't let... was that Robert Englund? Yeah, it was.
That was the convention that was doing that, I think.
And then,
Was that convention already over?
Yeah, I think that they changed it to like the $30 photo op thing or something.
They probably had to because so many people were bitching about it.
Once you get to the point where you got to fucking like jump through hula hoops to get something done, it's stupid. Like that's the thing. Like with me and these conventions, at the end of the day, as far as the autographs that we used to get through the mail and the people that we've met, is there anybody that's still alive that you'd like to get an autograph from that you don't have an autograph from? In the horror thing, at least.
There's only one person that I don't have any autograph from that, either through the mail or in person, that I would want to get, and that's Stephen King. And that's never probably going to happen.
Unless you bought it. You probably buy one online or something.
But that's the only guy I can think of.
Yeah. And the thing is, anymore, it's just becoming more and more like a nickel and dime you to death. You know, sometimes y'all just want to get a photo with somebody. They're not going to do that unless you fucking get an autograph or buy a photo. Now, it's just like people are – what I can understand is the promoters that are putting this show on, putting these shows on, it's the only thing I can ever think of where you're paying an admission fee – to go in and buy more shit. That's basically all you're getting with a lot of these shows. I mean, Fright Night has the movies and stuff. But at the end of the day, like, what? Why should you even be charging admission? Because you're not getting anything.
No.
Other than the fact that you're getting to walk around and actually look at people But if you want to get an autograph or meet somebody, they expect you to fork over $20.
Yeah, in order to have fun at any convention lately, it's going to cost you like $300 or $400.
Yeah. It's just not fun anymore. I mean, to...
They took a really good idea, though, that I think a lot of people really meant well with a lot of these shows when they first started. And it was more fan-friendly, and it was a lot less expensive. And it, over time, it just became like a way for these dumbasses to supplement their income that don't have any yeah. kind of career.
You know, well, the problem is, I mean, a lot of people want to blame agents or the celebrities, the promoters, or whatever. Whoever you blame, look, there's something wrong if you've got John Carpenter charging $30 for an autograph, and you got some stupid cunt that was in The Walking Dead for 10 seconds charging $20.
Is that her name in the show, Stupid Cunt, number yeah. one?
Her name was, like, A. Dot Stupid Cunt. Like, people that are star, legitimate, like, horror movie icons, you know. And then you've got these extras that are nobodies charging the same amount. It just doesn't make any sense. That's why, like, to me, if I was one of these celebrities that were lesser known, I'd charge $5 to sign your item. Like, why not?
It's true. I don't know.
They definitely make more money. Because
think about, let's just take a minute and think about the first time we went to a convention was 7 years ago now, if you think about how long that was. And that was only 7 years ago, and Kane Hodder was charging $5.
Doug Bradley was $5.
Reggie Bastard was $5.
I think all of the Dawn of the Dead people were $10.
Tom Savini was free, which he should be.
Reggie Bannister was free.
Reggie Bannister was free, wasn't he? He wasn't even charging $5 then. Greg Nicotero was fucking free.
Greg Nicotero was free.
I think, like, all of the Day of the Dead people were charging, or was it Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, were charging like 10 or 15 at that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I know the Dawn of the Deads were like 10 because I got everybody's
yeah.
signature. And it's like, now, there's no way you can find anybody under $20 usually. And, like, I understand, yeah, it's a business. You don't have to pay for it or anything. But, like, I don't think anybody's paying for it. I see so many of these people that are, like, just sitting around that nobody's getting anything. Like, I don't get it.
It's going to get a lot worse, too. And I don't think people have $20 a person to spend on these fucking guys.
Like, I'm going to scribble my name on your shit. Give it to it.
The big thing is happening now, though. I can't wait till this takes off anymore is these fucking photo ops.
Yeah,
$50, like $30 and $50 to get your picture taken with some of these guys.
Yeah, and a lot of times too, the photo ops are like, you know, somebody's digital camera with a fucking, you know, one printer.
It's professionally done. It's a Polaroid. Fuck you.
Yeah, and you're paying fucking yeah $30 to $50 to I've heard sometimes $100. Like I know. That fucking piece of shit from Star Trek was charging like $100 for a photo op with him.
Who? William Shatner?
No, what was that? Patrick.
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah. Was yeah. Make it so.
Fucking piece of shit. That guy's got a ton of money too. You know he does.
He wants $100 for 2 seconds. So he says, fuck you.
You want to check a photo with Patrick Stewart? Well, you're going to have to pay, motherfucker. Yeah. So, like, your reward to your fans, that's the reward. You're going to give me $20, I'm going to write my fucking name. Fuck you. You want a photo with me, that's another $20 or $30 at the photo op. Convention thing's just getting old. Somebody needs to do something, change it up. I think that the thing that Fangoria was doing ain't a bad idea when they used to do it, like have the actual admission be a hire.
Yeah.
That would include all the autographs.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that shit? That'd be fun. Then you could go and get everybody's fucking autograph. Because
they can't, if they did that, they can't pay these greedy fucks anything like what they want. They want like $20,000, $10,000.
Well, don't bring them fuckers in. You've got to change it up because I'm just so sick of this shit. Like, I think that we need to make our voice heard and get other people talking about this too.
People are too big of nerds though. Like the nerd factor already always outweighs the common sense factor. Like they just want to get somebody's autograph. Oh shit.
Yeah.
You know, they're never going to do anything about it.
We need to be the voice of the voiceless though.
It is. It's time to be the voice of reason here really, because we've been doing conventions for almost, like I said, 7 years now, and it's like
nobody will do anything. Though. Like, we talk to all these promoters and we're friends with them and stuff.
Because a lot of them, though, they've got everything riding on these shows. They've got, like, so much money riding on them that they think that if they got to make everything so high to try to get back the money that they've spent putting them up, I don't see why a lot of them do the shows.
You know what they should do pretty soon for Robert Englund or something? You could have scratch-off tickets to see if you get a chance to buy his autograph.
They charge $5 scratch-off tickets.
$5 scratch-off tickets. And then after that, you get to pay him $30 to get his autograph. Fuck, I shouldn't have said that. That'll be
an idea. Somebody will do that. Oh, my God.
Get your Freddy Krueger scratch-off tickets right now.
Here's what you do.
$5 at the door.
It's $30 to get into the show. Another $5 to get a scratch-off ticket. If you get autographed them, it'll be another $30.
You can get five for $20.
You get your picture taken for $50.
It's just not that's the thing, though. It's not really for the fans anymore.
You get to play bingo to see if you get your picture taken with it.
Bingo, Freddy! Where you at?
Oh.
Good times.
Yeah.
But yeah, that
it's gotten pretty stupid.
Yeah, that's the convention. That's the way conventions are now.
I know some people probably bitch at us for going on about this so much, but it has gotten stupid. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Like, this has really gotten ridiculous and silly.
Well, I mean, somebody brought the shit up. It's not like we just brought it up, so.
Yeah.
We enjoy talking about it and making fun of stupid celebrities. And the thing is, what I always tell people, most of these people aren't really even fucking celebrities. To me, a celebrity is somebody that, when they walk out and go to the supermarket, there's going to be four or five people following them around saying, hey, look, it's you. How many people's going to do that? You're going to get little fucking John Dugan. They're going to know who he is. Or I don't need to call out John Dugan. I like him.
John Dugan's actually pretty nice.
Any of them Walking Dead dumbasses.
you saw that Walking Dead girl at the grocery store. You're like, damn, that woman needs a sandwich. You wouldn't think about it. You wouldn't even think twice about it.
It's like, yeah. And the horror thing, too, like, as far as new and interesting guests, which I think is a big reason Fright Night didn't have a lot of horror people this year, it's because you run out of fucking people to get. Nobody gives a fuck about reunions of, you know, some obscure piece of shit.
That's true.
It's like Crater was wanting Scarefest to do a Critters 2 reunion because they got Lynn Shay and she was in Critters 2. Like, buddy, I don't know if that'd go over too well.
Yeah, I don't think even the Critters reunion that they did in Florida, nobody gave a shit about that.
Except Critter fan.
Well, he cared a lot, but
he was one of the four people that attended that show.
But it's getting to be a little bit too much of a selective market anymore, and they're clearly running out of ideas of anything to do.
And they're stupid.
I actually think they ran out of ideas about 3 or 4 years ago, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm just sick of seeing the same fucking people to shows. Fuck them.
Two tears in a bucket. Fuck it.
That's what I say. That's the end of the illustrious mailbag, and Jess has already passed out over it. She wore out. She's wore the fuck out.
She's taking her a little nap.
Oh, God.
But we're going to be back. We're going to take a break, and we're going to briefly talk about what the hell are we talking about?
I think we're going to do reviews on it.
Oh, yeah, Hellraiser. We're going to talk about the Hellraiser movies.
Fuck yeah.
Again, here on Dead Pit.
Dead Cat.
The Spook Who Sat By The Door. The controversial best-selling novel now becomes a shocking screen reality. The story of the first black agent in the CIA.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me.
For 5 years, he was their token Negro. He kept his cool and let himself be used. And in return, they taught him how to spy, how to fight, and how to kill. For 5 years, he was the spook who sat by the door. And then, he turned the American dream into a nightmare.
This is not about hate white folks. It's about loving freedom enough to die or kill for it if necessary.
The Spook Who Sat by the Door. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. Jess is tired. She told me she was tired of your fucking shit.
She's gonna make everybody else fucking.
Hey, you dress up in khaki pants all the time and think you're hot shit.
I think I'm kind of a big deal.
So
it's hot in here.
I hope everybody's enjoyed the show. It was a horror talk homecoming, if you will. That's right.
I was having a good time, and now Jess has brought that down. She decided to do that.
That's how women do you, buddy.
They do. Right. Same thing.
Yeah, it's always something. I think you need to give her some NyQuil, just knock her out for a while. Then we can pee on her.
We'll take turns peeing on her.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pee.
So, anyway, any announcements you got that you want to talk about on here? Anything, since this is the announcement portion, Jess especially, you want to say anything?
I don't think of anything. Jess needs to get some sleep. That's an announcement.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Well, Jess is the only one that watched the Children of the Corn 3 Blu-ray, and I was going to let her review that.
I didn't finish it.
Well, why not? Why didn't you finish it?
I had to come down here.
But you had all day to watch it. What else did you watch?
That was it.
But we should be having regular reviews back here shortly, because we've got enough shit to review for sure.
No, so, I watched like an hour of it. I didn't finish watching it, but
better watch all of it, damn it.
You didn't watch it at all.
I've seen it before.
Oh, it wasn't half bad though. I mean, as much as I've
seen. It's basically about these children from the corn. They go to the big city.
It's like a field trip.
Yeah, and they make their own corn patch.
The little boy who was like the main actor, he was pretty good actor.
Dude, I would have never, ever in a million years thought that fucking thing would be on Blu-ray.
It is, though.
I actually forgot that I was watching it on Blu-ray. It looked just like a DVD.
The thing is, though, I wanted to mention, because we're going to be talking about the Hellraiser movies, and we all have different opinions on that, or at least me and Uncle Bill. I don't think Jess has seen them. The Blu-rays actually look pretty fucking good, I thought.
Yeah, and it's weird, because some of their titles do look pretty good. The Echo Bridge title.
It's two movies actually on one disc, too. It's not even a flipper disc, so.
We're going to talk about Hellraiser 4 and 5, basically, which is Bloodlines is the first
one. Inferno.
Inferno is the other one. So, Bloodlines is actually one of my, believe it or not, favorites of that series. And it's the one people always bitch about because it's the one that takes place supposedly in space, but it really doesn't.
Well, some of it takes place in space. Some of it takes place like in the 14th century or
something. Right, right. Like, the majority of it doesn't take place in space. It's like a flashback thing that the majority of it takes place in, and it shows the origins of how I guess the box came to be, and
they should have called it Hellraiser Origins. It'd make more sense.
It would have, yeah. And you get introduced into like this sadomasochistic group of people during the 14th century or 15th century, whatever, that use this, what was she, like a peasant girl or something like that, to mess with the box, and it eventually turns her into like a Cenobite, and Pinhead comes in and they all join together, and then you fast forward that whole scenario.
Yeah, I think like it's, at least with Hellraiser Bloodline, that's like the first one that sort of like the Cenobites and stuff weren't that big of a part of the movie, you know, because the other ones, like, you had a lot of screen time with Pinhead and all the other ones, Butterball and Chatter and whoever else. Did they ever name the bitch Cenobite? I don't know if they did.
Female Cenobite, yeah. What I always heard.
I called the bitch Cenobite.
The Bitchabite.
But you just don't, like, in these sequels, I don't know if it's where they just didn't want to put all that makeup on them a lot, and they only shot for 1 or 2 days. But, yeah, you don't, like.
I like the Angelique Cenobite, though. I thought that was a pretty awesome design. That's the.
Yeah, but she's barely seen in it, too.
That's the head.
I guess where, like, it was on a limited budget. Although this one.
Wasn't this one with twins? The twin Cenobites?
I can't remember if it was this one or the other one. It was one of the
yeah,
them, too.
I think it was.
But this was the last one in the theater. I do remember that because I actually saw this in the theater.
It's not that bad of a movie. It's got a really cool, like, gothic look to it, especially when they go back in time. And that's probably the best. And that's what the original Hellraiser had, too.
It was a bad movie. I can't help it.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen any more of the sequels, you realize it probably wasn't anywhere near the worst of that
series. Well, like,
I think it's better than part three, actually.
I kind of think that Inferno was, like, slightly better than Bloodline, actually.
You ought to be a fucking shame.
I didn't even like it either, but I just thought it was, like, it was creepy enough, just had enough weird shit in it that I thought it was slightly better than Bloodline.
I hate you.
I was telling you, buddy.
I do.
I wonder what happened to Craig Sheffer, though. Is he like a druggie or something?
I don't know.
Or,
his forehead overtook his face, I'm thinking.
But, like, he was doing mainstream, big-time movies at one time. And, like, he's like, hey, we're going to stick you with fucking Hellraiser Inferno.
I mean, I really did think that Bloodline, though, kind of could have been a good continuation of the second film instead. And they could have just left the third film out.
Did you ever get the other Hellraiser movies that come out on board?
No, I never got any more of those.
Well, fuck, those things are expensive as shit. I was looking them up the other night when I was looking up Hellraiser Revelations.
Yeah.
Those things are like $16, $17 a piece.
Why
like
are they?
Hell World and whatever that other one was. I don't know. They're all expensive, though. Fucking Echo Bridge. I'd feel awful to spend that much money on Echo Bridge Blu-ray.
That's true. Well, okay, so you didn't like Bloodline. I like Bloodline. I think it's good.
Well, evidently the director didn't like it either because he had his name taken off of it.
Well, that didn't mean anything.
Kevin Yeager was the director. The effects guy, he created Chucky and did a lot of the original makeup effects work in some of the Hellraiser movies before, I think. And, I mean, I think the studio fucked with the movie a little bit or something. So he had his name taken off of the credits and they put Alan Smithies on there.
So let's talk about Inferno, which is completely different from any of the other Hellraiser films, because it's not really a Hellraiser movie, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's like, it's
is this
detective.
One of them that wasn't a Hellraiser movie, but they made it into one, kind of?
I don't know what it was about this movie. I don't know if that was.
There was definitely one that was like that, but I can't remember which one it was.
Inferno was the one with Craig Sheffer, where he's the detective that's looking for the woman and all that shit, and it doesn't really have anything to do at all with
Detective
Pinhead. It doesn't have anything to do with Pinhead. He's like in Flash with like a.
Yeah, that's another one where Pinhead's barely in it, like one or two scenes, maybe.
It's like a murder mystery noir film, and
it's got a lot of like scenes similar to Nightmare on Elm Street and stuff, where a lot of this stuff's in his head that he sees.
They're trying to figure out if he's going crazy or if it's like really happening, or he's trying to figure that out anyway.
Yeah, it's a shitty fucking piece of shit. I mean, but I just thought that there was enough weird shit in there where it was slightly better than that Bloodline, which, man, if you ever have, I want to try this next time because I've got both those movies on DVD, I think. If I have a night where I can't go to sleep, I'm going to stick Bloodline in there. And I'd almost guarantee within 15 minutes into that, I'd be out.
Look,
those Miramax movies they made around that time, they just look like shit. They just look generic as fuck. I hate them.
I'm sick of you trash talking that movie. That movie's good. And I don't give a shit what you say. It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's almost as good as from Dust Till Dawn 2, the Texas Hangman's daughter.
You know it's not.
It is. I really do like that movie, though. I'm not even kidding. I don't like Inferno that much. There's some people that seriously think that Inferno is the best Hellraiser film that was ever made.
Oh, goddamn, what's wrong with him?
But I didn't think it was that great. And I was a little bit confused when I was watching it because you almost in the middle of it think, is this really a Hellraiser movie? Because it doesn't have anything at all.
I think, like, the problem is the Hellraiser books and stuff like that were just so dark and demented and stuff. That stuff just can't translate to film. But if they just created a simple formula for the Hellraiser movies, like they did in the first fucking movie, kind of, but change it up a little bit, you know, if just have it be some sort of deal where, you know, the box changes hands over a period of time to various evil people for no reason. It just fucking pops up, you know. And it would make for a more entertaining movie, I would think. Like, you don't have to overly explain shit.
Yeah, Hellraiser is one of those series that I always thought the second film was as good as the first film, too. It's one of the very few movies I thought that about, like Alien, stuff like that. And they really did. I mean, they could have continued that being an awesome series if it hadn't been for part three.
Yeah, I am really interested, though, in seeing the Revelations movie.
Revelations, we haven't talked about this on here a lot, but this is the direct-to-DVD, Blu-ray one that a lot of people say they picked it up just so they could regain the rights. They had to make another film quickly or something like that, of which Clive Barker has nothing to do with, and he's like...
Clive Barker hadn't had anything to do with him since, what, part two?
Two or three, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, he posted on his website or Twitter or something like that. He's like, I don't have shit to do with this. It's fucking retarded and all this stuff.
Yeah. Where I was like, why do you even give a shit? That, to me, the Hellraiser franchise is as dead as any franchise aside from maybe Children of the Corn. Like, who cares? I think if they did a remake for Hellraiser, nobody'd give a fuck at all. Like, at least the old horror fans. I mean, unless they try to get new viewers and stuff. I just think people associate that franchise with shit. Literally shit.
Well, I'll be honest, like, and I think I feel the same way about Hellraiser, the franchise, as you do about maybe, like, Phantasm. Because I really do think that it's greatly underrated, especially the first, I'll say the first four films, even though I didn't think three was that good. I still think that it's not.
Have you seen Hellseeker?
I've seen all of them, man. I've seen every single one of them.
Hellseeker killer?
I don't remember a whole lot about Hellseeker. I know that Hell World is awful, and Deader is awful, and...
I just think with that series, though, that it seems like they just threw shit out there. Like, it didn't...
They did after a while,
that's the difference,
yeah,
between the Phantasm movies and the Hellraiser movies. At least Phantasm was trying to follow some sort of straight structure of a whole story, you know. Whereas, like, the Hellraiser movies is just something completely different.
Well, it wasn't that way until after part four. And then after part four, when they did it's kind of like what they did with Halloween 3. It almost just had nothing to do with the original series or anything.
Yeah, each of the sequels after that were like Halloween 3 or something completely different.
Each of the sequels after that, yeah, were completely different. They didn't have any relevance to anything.
So that's really what I'm saying. It's similar, very similar to Children of Corn, too, the sequels to Children of Corn. It was just a new shitty story after each movie, after like whatever part, after the first one, really.
Don't talk shit about Hellraiser, I'll kill you.
I think if you're a fan of those movies, I say get the Blu-ray. I thought the Blu-ray was good. It looked good, at least. There's no special features on it or anything, but it looked good, you know. You can get it cheap enough.
Look, I love the series. I recommend that. I recommend Bloodline, at least. So, yeah, pick it up.
Yeah, go get it violently. If you like the series, that is. I didn't care too much for the movies, but hey, that's how I roll. Anyway, that's it, Uncle Bill. Anything else you want to mention on here?
No. Are you all right? Mm-hmm. You going to live? Mm-hmm.
She wants some NyQuil so she can pass out.
Get her some Benadryl.
So that's it. I hope everybody enjoyed the Horror Talk Homecoming. We're going to... I know there's at least one interview that we may be having coming up here in a couple weeks. So stay tuned for that. And also, you want to talk about Scarefest a little bit? We never mentioned that, I don't guess.
I don't know. We're not even sure about this yet, though, are we? It depends on how everything goes down, but we think... Jess and I are going to attempt to be there at least one day. I'll say that because I don't know what day that'll be yet, but I'll say that we'll try to be down there one day, whether it be Friday or Saturday. It'll be one of those 2 days.
Yeah, it better be one of those days because Sunday's not one day to be there.
Yeah.
Nobody else is there on Sunday.
So we'll try to make it.
Also, if like if anybody has given us gifts to email their addresses. So we have a
right.
Address.
If anybody bought us like
baby gifts.
Baby gifts. So we need your address for.
So just email us
your
address.
Yeah, so we can get your address so we can come by and shit on your porch.
No, seriously, we need, because there was the one guy who sent us the high chair, the Phantom of the Carolina.
Right, right.
I don't even think, we need his address, though.
It's pretty amazing how many people sent us gifts related to the show.
I know.
That we had never met.
We got a lot, like, pretty much everything off our registry. Everything off our registry only came from people of the show. So our registry is almost completely.
That tells you how powerful the show is.
Really, it doesn't. Everything
it's
has helped.
Force.
Everything has helped so much. There's been so many things, especially the
did you
first,
even get your bottle warmer? Or what was it, a bottle?
The
bottle
Steve, drying rack.
Steve sent us the drying rack. And I use it all the time. This thing is awesome.
I'm gonna dry this bottle.
Steve, that gift has been awesome.
It's like the best gift we got.
And Adam,
the hell out of that.
Adam the Yulin, or him.
Yeah.
He had sent us the boppy thing, and she sits in that thing all the time.
Bop till you drop.
How many times has she shit in it?
None yet. But I just spit on myself. I just spit everywhere.
Great mood over here.
No, seriously, that's like everything that got sent to us was from the show. People from
Uncle
the show.
Bill's getting texts from his whore over there. Better watch it.
Yep.
So,
because I'm too exhausted to fulfill my womanly my womanly duties.
He said you won't even let him fuck your armpit anymore.
Where the hell did that come from?
Deep, deep, deep in the mind of the warriors. So.
Seriously, though, we need your address, everybody.
Yeah. So with that, we'll see you guys next week. I'm a Creepy Kentucky.
I'm Uncle Bill.
And I'm Jessica.
Waldrefko.
Dead pit.
.com.
There's gonna be a lot of armpit fucking going on.
Jess is on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I wanna say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just wanna use your love tonight.
Shoulder to cry upon. I just wanna use.